An ex-ambassador to the Czech Republic, William Cabanis, has accused former Czech Deputy Defence Minister Martin Bartak of soliciting a bribe. The Daily Mladá Fronta Dnes quoted Mr. Cabanis on Friday as saying that in 2008 Mr. Bartak asked for millions of dollars for his assistance in solving problems the Czech truck maker Tatra had with a contract for the Czech army. Mr. Bartak, who now serves as Deputy Finance Minister, has denied any wrongdoing. Jan Richter reports.
William Cabanis, who served as U.S. ambassador to Prague between 2002 and 2006, told the Daily that then-Deputy Defense Minister Martin Bartak had asked for the bribe in a casual conversation at a business event outside Washington, D.C. in February 2008. Mr. Cabanis, who accepted a seat on the supervisory board of the Czech truckmaker Tatra after his term at the embassy expired, said Mr. Bartak offered to solve problems the company had with one of its suppliers, Praga, that could jeopardize a multi-billion crown deal for the delivery of trucks for the Czech army. This is part of a phone conversation between the Daily's reporter and Mr. Cabanis, which the Daily placed on its website.
At some point in the conversation, he said, for a certain amount of money, I don't remember the exact amount, the problems between Tatra and Praga can be solved. And I didn't respond. I thought it was a very unusual and out-of-order conversation from someone at the defense ministry, and I walked away and had no further conversation with him.
Right. And can you name the deputy?
It was Martin Bartak.
The paper said that a Tatra representative in the United States, Duncan Sellers, witnessed the conversation and confirmed Mr. Cabanis' allegations. For his part, Martin Bartak, who went on to become defense minister and now serves as deputy finance minister, denies any such conversation took place. He could not be reached for comment on Friday, but issued a statement in which he said he was considering legal steps to fence off the libel. The latest corruption allegations, however, are not the first to smear him. During his time at the Defense Ministry, he oversaw several arms deals that were later criticized as non-transparent and overpriced. These include the purchases of the armored vehicles Pandur, the Spanish Casa aircraft, as well as the deal with Tatra itself. It therefore came as a surprise when in August Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek, himself a veteran of corruption allegations, named Mr. Bartak his deputy. Commentator Eric Best says that the finance minister might be the real target in the scandal, given the fact that the accusation only appeared 2 years after Mr. Bartak allegedly made his offer.
My suspicion is that there's an effort to get rid of Mr. Bartak, who allegedly asked for the bribe. And I think that's probably something that would benefit the country, but that the people involved are not really intent on exposing corruption per se, but their main aim is to undermine Mr. Bartak and perhaps even Mr. Kalousek.
Also, neither of the two men who were present when Mr. Bartak allegedly asked for the bribe can remember how much he actually requested. That could also seriously diminish the chances of the case being properly investigated. Eric Best again.
They can't remember how much of a bribe he asked for, so if they can't remember the exact number, how can they argue very convincingly that they remember the conversation correctly? So I think it certainly gives indication of illegal activity or of some kind of dishonest activity on the part of Mr. Bartak, but when it actually comes down to proof, I think that could be a different matter.
Czech police have launched an investigation into the matter. Meanwhile, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Friday the affair could negatively affect the country's relations with the United States and asked Mr. Bartak to take a leave from office until the investigation is over.
Jan Richter with the details of that corruption allegation.